term limits fail in the House, intrigue over the CIA's role in Guatemala piques the president's interest, the Pope calls on Catholics to fight abortion and mercy killing. Good morning for Bill Lynch. This is Frank Settapani with the CBS World News Roundup. A Contract with America provision supporters said would give the people a grassroots grip on Congress failed to pass the House last night. But Speaker Gingrich says the fight to limit political careers isn't over by a long shot.
The contract may have been postponed in one of its 10 items, but it will be back. And when we have picked up enough additional seats in 1996, we will pass it as H.R. 1 in 97.
Ohio Republican Martin Hoke warned angry voters would resort to another means of term limits on those who voted no.
With the defeat of this bill, we're going to see a ton of replacements in 2 years.
To California Democrat Anthony Bielanson, a periodic house cleaning can have a downside.
Serving somewhat longer in office leads to additional knowledge and wisdom and a certain amount of experience that we shouldn't throw overboard.
Rob Armstrong has more from Capitol Hill.
Term limits became the first plank in the Republican contract with America not to make it out of the House. The vote fell far short of the two-thirds majority needed to send it on to the Senate. Even though he knew it was an uphill battle, House Speaker Newt Gingrich kept fighting for the amendment right to the bitter end.
Everywhere in America, the people say they are sick of the professional politicians. They are tired of those who use the taxpayers' money to stay entrenched. And they want to find a device to take power back from the professional political class.
But the amendment was opposed on both sides of the aisle. Democrat Sam Gaydenson of Connecticut hearkened to his own close shave at the polls.
The people have the ability to institute term limits. I've just come off a close race. The people make those choices every 2 years.
Republican Pat Roberts of Kansas agreed.
If you utilize your constitutional voting rights, while the voter can, he has, he will, and continue to throw the rascals out if they so choose.
Gingrich and other GOP leaders downplayed the 40 Republicans who voted no, opting instead to blame Democrats for thwarting the will of the people, and they pledged to make term limits a 1996 campaign issue. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
President Clinton is using his swing through the South to criticize what he calls the Republican hit list that would gut welfare and other federal programs. The president is expected to keep up the attack in a speech to the Florida legislature in Tallahassee shortly. The president wants to get to the bottom of charges that the CIA circumvented a cutoff in military aid to Guatemala after Guatemalan soldiers killed an American innkeeper. As Mark Nola reports from Tallahassee, it's the latest wrinkle in the murders of businessman Michael Devine and a rebel leader married to an American woman.
In the wake of new allegations of cover-up and document shredding, President Clinton has directed the Oversight Intelligence Board to conduct a government-wide investigation into the two Guatemala killings. White House spokesman Mike McCurry says Mr. Clinton ordered the probe after Congressman Robert Torricelli said he received a letter on National Security Agency stationery in which an anonymous writer alleges that documents on U.S. links to the killings were being destroyed. McCurry says the president ordered top aides to take immediate steps to secure all documents related to the case.
The New York Times says the payments that were made illicitly began in the Bush years, but apparently continued after President Clinton took office. The U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince confirms that Haitian officials were warned of a plot to kill Marais Durocher-Bertin, the opposition politician who was assassinated on Tuesday. Embassy spokesman Stanley Schrager.
We did inform the Haitian government it was our responsibility to do so. We had enough evidence to believe that this was a credible plot. And in order to protect her and to make available to the Haitian government what we knew, we informed President Aristide of this and his appropriate government officials.
Bertin reportedly refused a Haitian government offer of protection. A Polish diplomat in Baghdad says the two Americans jailed for illegally crossing the border with Kuwait will soon get fresh clothing, food, and other essentials. He says he hopes Iraq will allow regular visits. The FCC reportedly will order local phone companies to cut the access fees they charge long-distance companies by about $1 billion a year. But it's expected that the long-distance companies will try to keep as much of the savings as possible rather than pass it along to customers. Lawyer, friend, and O.J. Simpson luggage handler Robert Kardashian may be called to testify today. Barry Bagnato explains why his testimony could be important.
It's the big mystery. If O.J. Simpson did commit two gruesome murders, what happened to his bloody knife and clothes? Prosecutors promised to present evidence today of their theory. Their questions the past couple of days suggest Simpson packed the weapon and clothes in a small dark knapsack, put the little bag inside a bigger bag at his home, and then dumped the damning evidence in an airport trash can. Defense lawyer Johnny Cochran let prosecutor Chris Darden know what he thinks of such theories.
In those cases, based upon hopes and dreams, and they're evaporating.
Nobody calls us the dream team, Mr. Cochran.
It's your dream.
CBS News legal consultant Stan Goldman.
I suppose it's these sorts of things that make us tune in the next day, almost as if this was a cliffhanger to a soap opera. It will be very interesting because there's no doubt if there really is some way of showing that there was something potentially incriminating or something unusually done with that bag, it could be very bad for O.J. Simpson.
A man who has been carrying Simpson's baggage is expected to take the stand today. Prosecutors plan to call defense lawyer and Simpson friend Robert Kardashian, who has been helping to handle the defendant's property and needs since the murders. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Japanese investigators are looking for a possible cult connection in the shooting of a top police official. Steve Herman reports from Tokyo.
Doctors say they expect the head of Japan's police agency to recover after being shot four times as he left his Tokyo condominium this morning. National Police Chief Takaji Kurimatsu was shot by a masked man with a .38 caliber revolver, who then fled on a bicycle. A Tokyo TV station and a national newspaper received calls saying unless the investigation into the Aum Supreme Truth sect was halted, the police agency's superintendent and the head of the cabinet's internal affairs office would be injured next. Police say they have no way of knowing if the call came from the assailant or was a hoax. The cult, which has been implicated but not charged in connection with last week's Tokyo subway nerve gas attack, denies it was behind the shooting and blames its enemies, which want it to be implicated. Steve Herman for CBS News, Tokyo.
In a major encyclical read by a cardinal of the church, Pope John Paul II reminded Catholics they have a grave and clear obligation to join nonviolent campaigns against laws that permit abortion and euthanasia. Bishop James McHugh of Camden is with the U.S. Catholic Conference.
The fundamental tenet of this encyclical is that life is a sacred gift, life is a value, and that all persons are required to respect human life and its inviolability.
The encyclical also said capital punishment is permissible in extremely rare cases. A preliminary proxy statement to stockholders reportedly reveals the real reason W.R. Grace Company Chief Executive J.P. Bolduc resigned. The New York Times says it ties Bolduc's sudden exit to charges of sexual harassment. His lawyer, Gerald Walpin, says there's nothing to those allegations.
Mr. Bolduc absolutely and categorically denies he ever engaged in any act of sexual harassment.
The CIA has reached a settlement with 300 female officers who threatened to file a sex discrimination suit. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is down a little bit less than 2 points. It's 10 minutes past.